Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The UN Nuclear Agency has urged Russia and Ukraine to exercise maximum restraint as fighting in the Russian border region of Kursk draws closer to a nuclear power plant. The facility is about 60 kilometres from the Ukrainian border. Bethany Bell reports.
In a statement, the head of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said his agency had been monitoring the reports of significant military activity near the Kursk nuclear power plant. He urged both sides to avoid a nuclear accident with what he called the potential for serious radiological consequences. He said the principles to ensure nuclear safety and security, which had been established for the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, applied equally to the situation in Kursk.
A plane carrying 61 people has crashed near the city of Sao Paulo in Brazil, killing everyone on board. The twin-engine turboprop was flying from the southeastern state of Paraná to Sao Paulo when it came down 40 kilometres north of the city. Philippe Magalhães saw it crash.
When I heard the sound of the plane falling, I looked out of my window and saw the moment it crashed, the way it fell. I ran out of the house and to where it had landed and saw it had fallen into the house of an elderly couple. We know them from church. And so, terrified and not knowing what to do, I jumped over the wall.
The Israeli army has confirmed it carried out an airstrike on a vehicle near the city of Sidon in Lebanon that killed a senior Hamas official. The IDF says Samir Al-Haj was responsible for attacks on Israel from Lebanon. Al-Haj was known as a top Hamas security official in Ain Unhilwa, the largest Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon. The latest Israeli attack comes amid heightened regional tension. Hezbollah threatened major retaliation following the killing of its top military commander. The Algerian boxer Iman Khalif has described her gold medal victory at the Paris Olympics as the perfect response to what she calls attacks and bullying. The 25-year-old's been embroiled in a gender eligibility row at the Games. Speaking after her victory over China's Yang Liu in the welterweight final, Khalif said she'd been born a woman, lived as a woman and competed as a woman. The crowd erupted as Khalif was declared victorious.
The winner on points by unanimous decision. Gold medalist and Olympic champion.
Victorieuse au point par décision unanime, médaillé d'or et championne olympique.
In red from Algeria, Iman Khalif.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The fugitive Catalan separatist leader Carles Puigdemont says he's left Spain and returned to Belgium. Mr. Puigdemont appeared in Barcelona on Thursday after nearly 7 years exile to address a crowd of supporters. The family of the Iranian Nobel laureate Narges Mohammadi says prison guards have been beating female inmates in Evin jail where she's being held. Ms. Mohammadi's family said the violence came after female prisoners held a protest against a recent upsurge in executions in Iran. The Iranian authorities acknowledged that a confrontation took place but denied that any prisoners were beaten. Buckingham Palace says King Charles has thanked the British police and emergency services for helping to restore peace in areas affected by a wave of nationwide disorder which began just over a week ago. Several people were jailed on Friday for their part in the unrest sparked by the killing of three children. Sean Coughlan reports.
The King issued a rallying call for unity in phone conversations with the Prime Minister and police chiefs. According to Buckingham Palace, he thanked the police and emergency services for how they tackled the violence and all they were doing to restore peace. A spokesman said he was greatly encouraged by seeing the many examples of community spirit and compassion that had countered the aggression of a few. There had been questions about whether the king would speak about the unrest, but as a politically neutral monarch, he had left the initial response to ministers.
Officials in Canada say a worker at a remote government radar facility in the Canadian Arctic has been attacked and killed by two polar bears. One of the animals was later killed by colleagues who came to the aid of the victim. The facility in Nunavut territory is one of dozens of warning system outposts used to monitor potential aircraft incursions. The company which operates the site said it was investigating what went wrong. BBC News.